This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is a ritual day in Washington. The Constitution says the president will send an annual message to Congress on the State of the Union. And in recent decades, the president has brought that message in person and on television. Almost inevitably, the president says the union is strong, but could be stronger if more of his proposals became law. Now, when a president has done as many of these addresses as George W. Bush, you can learn something from what changes and what does not year to year. And this year, of course, one big difference is the audience in Congress, which for the first time has a majority of Democrats. NPR's David Green looks back at some of the president's earlier speeches.
When the president arrived on Capitol Hill for his address in 2001, the country was divided after the bitter recount that put Mr. Bush in office. The president played up how he had been inviting Democrats into the White House to sit down and chat.
We're off to a good start. I will continue to meet with you and ask for your input. You have been kind and candid, and I thank you for making a new president feel welcome.
And Democrats did seem to welcome some of Mr. Bush's ideas. Many were priorities Democrats would have put forward themselves.
Excellent schools, quality health care, a secure retirement, a cleaner environment, a stronger defense. These are all important needs, and we fund them. The highest percentage increase in our budget should go to our children's education.
The education issue really seemed to bring the parties together. In fact, the liberal lion from Massachusetts, Senator Edward Kennedy, was at the time working closely with the president on a new education law. By the end of 2001, the September 11th attacks had completely changed the nation's focus. And that was the backdrop for Mr. Bush's 2002 address.
As we gather tonight, our nation is at war. Our economy is in recession. And the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our union has never been stronger.
To defend the nation, Mr. Bush made fighting terrorism his top priority. The Congress and the country rallied around him.
Terrorists who once occupied Afghanistan now occupy cells at Guantanamo Bay.
But if Afghanistan was the target at the time, the president made clear he saw dangers elsewhere.
The Iraqi regime has plotted to develop anthrax and nerve gas and nuclear weapons for over a decade.
In the House chamber that night, 5 years ago, it's hard to imagine anyone knew what was to come. A war in Iraq that would divide the country again, eroding the president's popularity. As that war has raged, the president has tried in his State of the Union addresses to raise the profile of other issues. In 2004, he called for a new immigration law with a guest worker plan, giving illegal immigrants a crack at working status.
My temporary worker program will preserve the citizenship path for those who respect the law.
He tried again in 2005.
It is time for an immigration policy that permits temporary guest workers to fill jobs Americans will not take.
And he tried again last year.
And we must have a rational, humane guest worker program that rejects amnesty.
The president has still not gotten his guest worker program. He's expected to make yet another pitch tonight, while also talking about energy and education. And he plans to lay out a bold new proposal for how to expand health coverage to more uninsured Americans. The point, the White House says, is for Mr. Bush to talk about Iraq while shifting some focus to other issues. But listen to these numbers. In a new Wall Street Journal poll, only 22% of Americans say they want the president to set the nation's policy. 57% say they'd prefer that Congress do the job. Mr. Bush insists he'll have a productive last 2 years. He's sprinting to the finish, as he puts it. But if that's true, he'll have to work to regain the nation's trust. Some of that work comes tonight. David Green, NPR News, Washington.
Now, many NPR listeners can hear coverage of the speech tonight and tomorrow on the show and at NPR.org. We'll provide analysis of key issues in the State of the Union speech.